This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A dozen voters in Mesa County had their ballots stolen from the mail and fraudulently submitted. A criminal investigation is now underway, but no suspects have been named. Mesa County election officials were alerted by voters who got messages that their ballots had been accepted or rejected despite the fact they'd never gotten them. Colorado's signature verification process helped catch some of the ballots, but three did make it through and were counted. Several Colorado restaurants are temporarily changing their menus in response to an E. coli outbreak. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
Taco Bell, Burger King, and Illegal Pete's are among the restaurant chains going without onions for now. Health officials believe onions contaminated with E. coli may have sickened people at McDonald's across the country and killed an elderly man in Mesa County. There's no sign that food at any other restaurants has sickened anyone. The McDonald's onions were sourced from Taylor Farms, a major distributor. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
A Colorado man from Greeley is one of the first victims to file a lawsuit against McDonald's. Denver's Frontier Airlines is reportedly in talks with Spirit Airlines about another merger. Spirit is trying to avoid bankruptcy and has reached out to its low-cost competitor, Frontier, according to the Wall Street Journal. A planned merger between Spirit and JetBlue recently fell through over opposition from the Justice Department that follows a halted 2022 deal with Frontier. Meanwhile, Frontier has faced strike threats from pilots and flight attendants. Frontier, Spirit, and other budget airlines have struggled to compete with bigger carriers in recent years. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.